Well, a number of ways. We're talking about Philadelphia, and Stephen Pickford will take us there.
Yes, Philadelphia is one of those cities that people don't necessarily think of as a weekend getaway destination. It is the second largest city on the U.S. Eastern Seaboard, but it's only 2.5 hours past New York, and you can get there very easily. It's about seven and a half hour drive from Montreal if you were driving down. You can take Amtrak. The day train via the Hudson Valley connects very easily. It's a full day trip. It actually takes you longer to take the train than to drive, but you can also fly down. It takes around 1 hour and 20 minutes on U.S. Airways, and 3 flights a day. So if you were trying to make it into a weekend getaway, you can go down on a Friday morning at 8 a.m. You're down there by 9:20, and then you can come back on a Sunday night and, you know, the flight back around 7 in the evening, be home at 8:30. So you've got 3 full days down there.
That's so true, because you think you go to New York for a weekend. Yeah, no one thinks twice about that, but for some reason, Philadelphia seems so far.
And no need to rent a car either, because you get the little train going right to downtown from the Philadelphia airport, and there's no problem. And you walk around downtown. It's a great place.
It's about 100 miles south of New York City.
Yeah, around 100 miles, around a... 2 hours onwards from New York City. But getting in from the airport, as we mentioned, it is easy because SEPTA, the Southeast Pennsylvania Transit Authority, has a train that runs right from the airport around every 20 to 30 minutes from all the 3 terminal buildings right to downtown, stopping at the Amtrak station by the University of Pennsylvania. Then downtown makes 2 other stops. Now, the fare on the train itself is $6, but you can buy...
No, I mean, it's nothing.
A day pass, you can buy a day pass on SEPTA for $5, and that includes, in addition to the unlimited transportation all around the city on every above and below ground route, it allows you a one-way trip to or from the airport. So really, a day pass is your best bet, and you can buy them from the vending machines at the airport.
Just, by the way, there are different voices coming at you. Let me just introduce them.
I wasn't doing different voices.
That's right. It's Stephen. He's pretending he's got all these guests here. No. We've got Willem Backus. Say hello. And Peter Sove. No, that's not
Hi there.
It's okay.
Our regular senior panelists.
That's right.
They're in quite frequently, because between the three of us, we've made numerous trips to Philadelphia. I've been to Philadelphia 6 times over the last 9-10 years, and the same with Willem. And Peter went down there for the first time last January.
Yeah, a memorable time indeed.
Every time I go to Philadelphia, I just want to go back, you know.
Yes, it's one of those cities that, as we say, it's a walking city. It's so much history. It's and great dining. There's something for everyone.
So it's worth going for a weekend. I mean, you wouldn't think twice about going to New York for a weekend. In Philadelphia, same thing?
Oh, yes, definitely. If a weekend is no problem. Even if you're going down Saturday and coming back Sunday, there's still tons to do. And what a city to visit. I mean, you can go to the Art Museum, do the Rocky Run up the steps. You can go
Okay.
And the Philadelphia Library, of course. And you walk down that beautiful boulevard, Benjamin Franklin Boulevard, We even went to look up some answers to a particular quiz, and we went to the Philadelphia Public Library, and we spent many hours there. In fact, it turns out that a traffic cop had the answer we were looking for.
And the people are friendly. You know, they always say, you've got a friend in Pennsylvania. That's the state's tourism motto. But it is true, because a lot of big cities on the Eastern Seaboard, the people are kind of snarky, and they're rude, and they're pushy. But
like New York.
And, you know, without
That's not true anymore.
No.
You know,
I mean, under,
they worked at it.
They have worked at it in New York, and that's a place that we have visited as well.
By the way, this is an open line show, 790-0600, *600 if you are a Bell Mobility subscriber. If you've been to Philadelphia, want to suggest some great places that you loved and the listeners want to hear, or if you've got questions, you thought, Philadelphia? What's in Philadelphia? Isn't there, that's a bell, that's all I know of.
Well, you must be speaking about the Liberty Bell, of course, which is part of the Independence National Historical Park, which is Philadelphia's history, of course. It chronicles and celebrates Philadelphia's history. It used to be the U.S. Capitol between 1791 to 1800.
Of course, I didn't know that.
Well, it was the, as a matter of fact, it was the second largest English-speaking city in the world at one time, and its role in the American Revolution, its history, well, that's, you can imagine, all over Philadelphia. Benjamin Franklin moved there. So many of his innovations and discoveries and his contributions to American society and to the world, as a matter of fact. I mean, he invented sunglasses. Did he invent the toothbrush? I don't know, but and bifocals, of course. Anyway, so many things like that. It's a big city, 3.8 million people, 3.8 million friends in Pennsylvania, 5th largest U.S. city.
And it's one of those cities that has great dining. You'd think it has its own innovative type dining, a Philly, which for the Philly cheesesteak, of course.
Yeah, sure.
You don't just have to go there and every
corner. Junk food, yay!
And the soft pretzel.
Well, they don't have poutine. I mean, what do you want?
Well, they got to invent something.
Yeah, and
but you mean there's actually fine cuisine?
Fine dining. It was named in 1994 by Condé Nast Traveler magazine as the best restaurant city in America.
Wow.
With the number one restaurant in the country. It's a 5-star French restaurant called Le Bec Fin.
And this is... Philadelphia is known for dining.
Philadelphia is known for
dining. Is that a university town as well?
Yeah, University of Pennsylvania, also the Wharton School of Business.
Okay.
So it has sort of that international influence,
right.
Students and faculty coming from all across America and around the world. So they congregate there. It's also a port city because the Port of Philadelphia is the largest freshwater port in the world. It's on the Delaware River, a major container port, and it is the shortest inland route. That is one of the reasons why, for example, Canadian Pacific Railway bought the Delaware and Hudson Railroad, because they could connect Montreal with Philadelphia and bring the containers. It's much faster for them, for the ships to come into Philadelphia, bring them up by rail to Canada through the Port of Philadelphia, rather than to bring them up to Montreal.
And at the waterfront there, which is the right at Penn's Landing, the city's waterfront area, it's now a riverside park. Formerly, there was the Philadelphia Maritime Museum. It's now the Independent Seaport Museum, right on the Delaware River, of course, which, as Steve mentioned, is so central to Philadelphia's history. Amazing what they have there. Interactive exhibits, computer games, hands-on activities for kids, whole family, historic characters narrating the tour of the whole thing. There's even a historic ship zone, which has Commodore Dewey's 1898 ship from the Spanish Civil War. I know Willem was quite impressed with that. And there's a World War II U.S. submarine there, the USS Bakuna, and a centuries-old fishing boat as well. So a lot of history right on the seaport, right on the waterfront in Philadelphia.
And it is definitely a walking city, though.
That's important.
You want to go there, park the car, and walk around. And it's one of the most beautiful things, too, because the central street in Philadelphia is Broad Street. And you walk north, and one of the most prominent features you're going to notice that you can't miss it is City Hall, because Broad Street goes north, hits City Hall, hits it, you go around it like a little square.
Clever.
And then it goes past it. And one of the nicer parts there, you can actually go up Northwest Diagonal, which is actually Benjamin Franklin Boulevard, and that leads directly to the Art Museum. It's one of the most beautiful walks.
So it's easy to get around. It's not one of these complicated...
It's just...
Anyone could. It's geometric. And now, is the water actually used?
The waterfront, there's two.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, the waterfront. They have redeveloped parts of the Delaware River. The Delaware River down by Penn's Landing, where William Penn first landed and founded the colony, they have developed that in addition to having the Independent Seaport Museum, where these old ships are docked. They have a water taxi that goes up and down the river that connects from the Penn's Landing on 2nd Street down to South Street, connecting two areas where there are bars and restaurants. There are outdoor concerts held on the water.
Oh,
a lot
of
festivals as well. Sure, one of those ones at the waterfront, they have the Jambalaya Jam every year. Now, when we were there in 96, that was right at the waterfront. Of course, it's a year-round attraction. B.B. King was there, Al Hurt. That's what Philadelphia is. I mean, jazz. It is a city for jazz. It just puts everyone else, I guess with the exception of New Orleans.
Right. They have a number of top-rated jazz clubs, one of them being the Zanzibar Blue, which is not just a jazz club, but it is a restaurant serving a varied and eclectic American cuisine menu.
Very hip and happening place.
Right. A lot of locals, not just tourists going there.
That's right.
One of the very popular amongst local residents.
It's a chic, very chic, cool, jazzy,
what is that called again?
The Zanzibar Blue.
It's good. I think people, you know, you read things in tourist magazine and you always wonder, is this place for tourists? Because I always go to someplace new and go up to somebody who I think looks like they're the same kind of, in the same headspace I am, and say, where would you go have dinner? Where would you go have a drink? I want to drink where you drink.
You mean there's more than one Janice?
That's right. Yeah, so it's hard to believe. No, you know, I don't want to necessarily get it out of a book, which might be a place that locals frequent, might not.
Right. A lot of times you look in a directory and they always put those magazines in your room, and they're paid advertising, and they're members of the Convention Bureau. And some of them are good and some of them are not. And
especially in a city like Philadelphia. I mean, it has 7 of America's top 50 restaurants, according to a Condé Nast Traveler magazine readers poll. And just to give you an idea, New York City has 5 of the U.S.'s
top
restaurants.
How many do we have?
We don't have any of the U.S.'s top restaurants.
Well, these are the top restaurants in the United States.
Until
we join the United States.
Oh, I get it.
Which, you know, you never know.
But doesn't that magazine cover Canada?
Oh, well, yeah, but this poll was just of the readers in the States. It's
could you make it a note to go find out for us?
To find out where Montreal
where
ranks?
Where we are, yeah.
Sure, when we do our travel
homework.
Show on Montreal, that would be an idea.
Well, I just want to know, just for
sure,
me.
Sure.
Well, we do want to have some local flavor in addition to jazz. We just cannot forget our own super jazz festival, world-renowned and so on. Of course, this comes from a staunch Montrealer.
Right. Now, I just want to also, for people talking about weekend getaways, if you can't stay over a weekend, you can head down there with Zagri Travels USA on business fares. You don't have to stay a Saturday night or reserve 2 weeks in advance to get that reasonable airfare. You don't have to pay $1,000 or more. There's an answer to every business traveler or leisure traveler's dream: Zagri Travels USA on business fares. You can reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and you count the savings up. For example, Philadelphia, $275 plus tax. You could pay over $1,000 plus tax if you normally don't stay that Saturday night. So you don't have to sacrifice that comfort or convenience. You can head down there for Monday to Wednesday. If you can't stay that weekend, make a midweek getaway by calling the corporate travel specialist at Zagri Travel, 626-3132. Make your next trip to the USA begin with a call to Zagri, 626-3132.
Let's go to the phones. Good afternoon, Taylor. You're online.
Yes, hello.
Hello, I'm a Philadelphia fanatic, and if I was to plan a three-day excursion with a couple of buddies for a football game at Veterans Stadium, what hotel would you suggest?
Well, actually, the hotel that I would recommend, I wouldn't recommend staying near the stadium because that can be not in the best part of town. There is a Holiday Inn down in that part of town, but the Holiday Inn that I liked, it's a reasonably priced downtown hotel, the Holiday Inn Select Center City. That's where we stayed at 18th and Locust Streets. It was the flagship, the first of the Holiday Inn Select brand, built in America. It's a business-oriented hotel during the week, but lovely furnished rooms. They have an executive edition floor where you can get a continental breakfast buffet, outdoor pool, lovely restaurant, and it's very well located. You can walk over to the subway. It goes down the Broad Street line. Take the Broad Street line right down to the stadium and back, and you're then in the area of town where there's lots of restaurants and things to see and do. So don't stay around the stadium area. Just go see the game there.
That's not too far from Savvy Street, is it?
No, it's in the same general area of town as.
As a matter of fact, that's 5 miles from Veterans Stadium, which is just easy enough to reach on the subway, of course, and it's in the heart of the business and commercial district as well, and it's just blocks away from Independence Hall, the Liberty Bell Pavilion, Congress Hall, Betsy Ross House. These are Old City Hall. These are very popular areas in the National Historic Park. Independence National Historic Park, which is that square mile of just encompassing Philadelphia's prominent colonial period history.
Uh-huh. What would accommodation run for a weekend rate?
Weekend rate down there during football season or during the summer season, because football season starts just at the end of summer, you'd be looking around, you can get a room downtown for beginning around $89 US a night.
Right.
And up, the average being around the $100 range on a weekend.
Perfect. Thanks.
Great.
A lot.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
790-0600, *600 if you are a Bell Mobility subscriber. We're going to take a very short break, come back with more phone calls. Stay listening to AM 600.
A shrub here, a tree there, perennials everywhere. And that's how your garden grows, with the help of Jack Vincelli's Nursery and Garden Center. Because this is definitely the time of the year to be putting in those fruit trees, planting the evergreens you want by the house, and making a brave start on your rose garden. Jack Vincelli's offer you an excellent choice of tree, shrubs, bedding plants, seeds, everything and anything that grows in beautiful gardens. In fact, their famous green and yellow spring flyer that's around right now not only lists the items you need, but includes coupons to save you even more money. Like peat moss, large size bag, just $4.95 while supplies last. Look for the flyer on the counter when you shop at Jack Vincelli's, because stocking up on all your garden needs at Jack Vincelli's Nursery and Garden Center means fair prices, fine quality, friendly service, and knowledgeable advice just for the asking. Jack Vincelli's at the north end of Westminster Avenue in Côte Saint-Loup, helping Montrealers grow better gardens since 1909.
Metro is launching the Econo Metro Plan.
Wow!
With 7 ways to save every day.
Wow! 7!
Budget prices.
6!
Circular specials.
5!
Metro brands.
4!
Discount coupons.
3!
Manager specials.
2!
Super sales.
5!
And helpful hints from Serangel. The Econo Metro plan helps you save more every day. Metro. Grocers by profession.
These days, it pays to be a smart shopper. It pays to look for super value, great buys, and it pays to look at the Salvation Army's discount superstores. Dollars get stretched for clothing for the whole family, a variety of furniture and bric-a-brac. In fact, the Salvation Army will be happy to accept your donations of clothing and household goods. Your chance to help them help others. Call 935-7425 or shop for clothing, furniture, and bric-a-brac at the Salvation Army discount superstores in Brossard, 5840 Taschereau Boulevard.
CIQC.
Great choice of music, Philadelphia Freedom. That's what we're talking about, AM 600 Travel World. Janice Kirshner speaking too. We got three of them.
Yes, Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus, and Peter Solvay.
And let's go back to the phones. This is Open Line. We're talking about Philadelphia right now, so if you've been there and you want to suggest great places to go for the listeners, or you have some questions, then you can call 790-0600 or star 600 if you're a Bell Mobility subscriber. Good afternoon, Nick. You're online with the three of them.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes. Good evening, Mr. Pickford and Mr. Backus.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. I have a question for Mr. Backus.
Certainly.
You were mentioning that you were looking for an answer to a question and that a traffic cop gave you the answer?
Yes, so my sister had a quiz handed down to her, and it's that, you know, if you have a trivia quiz that some of the questions are burning in your mind and you just can't let it rest. Well, when Steve and I, we went down to our vacation in Philadelphia, of course I wouldn't let this rest. We walked up and down Benjamin Franklin Boulevard, phoned her at every phone booth, and asked everybody questions we could. So we looked up this question in the, it was about the Younger Brothers, something to do with an outlaw gang who hung out with Jesse James. And actually, the traffic cops are very, very polite in Philadelphia. And I took a stab at it. Why don't we ask him?
Oh, yes. Would you say that Philadelphia has some of the smarter traffic cops?
I don't know the relative intelligence of traffic cops.
Are you a cop from Philadelphia?
No, but I'm doing a survey. And I would like to know, some cities, they must have for the tourists, university-educated traffic cops, and I would like to know if Philadelphia is one of these.
Well, the Downtown Improvement District, the merchants of Walnut Street, do have, during the peak season, uniformed students. They're not really police officers, but they are uniformed, basically, security guards, city security officers, who do walk in the main tourist areas, providing tourism information and just making a general sense of safety. It's interesting to note that Philadelphia was named the safest of the 12 largest metro areas based on the FBI crime index. So I guess having these security officers as well as a trained police force has made the difference, because again, under the current mayor, Ed Rendell, he has done a lot of work to basically upgrade the police force, because at one time it was one of the most lackadaisical and corrupt police forces in America, and Mayor Rendell has changed that around over the past 3-4 years.
But that is interesting. I have another question.
Certainly.
You were talking about the Liberty Bell.
Yes.
How did the crack get there?
Very varied stories on that. Peter, I think, has done some research on that.
Exactly. And God knows where I put it. No, exactly. There are varied stories on that.
Has to do with quality control, apparently.
Yeah, I think it was the alloy.
Was made in Japan?
No. No. It was the alloy of the construction, and it just didn't last as long as it was thought, and it was recast, it did not last as long.
As a matter of fact, at the Liberty Bell Pavilion, which is located again at the Independence National Historic Park, they're very sensitive to foreign tourists. You mentioned Japan. Well, you can actually hear a tape, a narrative of the history, the independence history of Philadelphia, and the history of the Liberty Bell right there at the pavilion. It's available in 16 different languages.
Wow.
Okay,
so they're very tourist sensitive in that area.
My question about this, if they break it, why didn't they throw it out and make a new one?
It's a history. History.
I mean, Philadelphia is a historical city, so that's why.
They tried that the first time around when they recast it, and what they did is they put a few bolts in it, try to fix that. Actually, if you ask one of the traffic cops, he may tell you that, unlike when we went to Dallas and we asked a traffic cop for directions, he just lowered his mirror sunglasses, looked at me, and said, "You ain't from around here, eh, ya boy?"
So it all takes it.
Thanks for your call, Nick.
Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. 790-0600, star 600, if you are a Bell Mobility subscriber and have any questions about Philadelphia or have been there and want to share some of the fun stuff with our listeners.
One of the things, of course, Philadelphia is famous for is its festivals, and coming up
not
on the calendar.
Not unlike this fair city.
Well, the 4th of July Festival in Philadelphia is coming up soon. That runs for about 2 weeks.
No, I love this. The 4th of July Festival actually starts when?
At the end of June.
The end of June.
Well, they just can't wait to get going on that, I guess.
Mr. Bilodeau, when is the 4th of July Festival?
And it includes at least two big free concerts. It's a very, very popular time in the city. There's a Labor Day Festival in September, of course, a President's Day Festival, Jazz Weekend type in February, and the Flower Show in Philadelphia.
The largest indoor flower mart in the world.
Wow. About 2,500 displays.
You said there's a Jazz Festival, Jazz Weekend in February. This is indoors.
This is indoors, yes.
Because February is still, I mean, we're still Eastern Seaboard here.
Eastern Seaboard, you can get big winter storms in Philadelphia in February,
but you'll get
February
days,
March, April.
You'll get days, though, in the 50s there. I mean, the weather, you know, can be very seasonal. It's like New York and Philadelphia, even. It's different from the weather that we have here. You know, here you can count on cold pretty much.
Sure.
But there they'll get nice days occasionally. A little more moderate.
Right, but you still wouldn't hold a jazz festival outdoors in February. You'd never take that kind of...
You would have some
street performers at street corners, but they wouldn't have a big outdoor venue. They would do it at the convention center. They would do it in selected restaurants such as the Zanzibar Blue. But they wouldn't have an organized
But it's and it's pretty hot now.
Oh, during the summertime, and I've been there in the summer, it can be very hot, very humid in the 90s.
Right.
And, you know, the good thing about walking around in Philadelphia, even in the summertime, is there's a lot of shade trees. I mean, there are a lot of mature trees around, and that's part of the summertime and the fall are great times. Fall is because it's the changing of the leaves, the colonial architecture, the federal and Georgian homes. One of the nicest areas is Society Hill, and that's where the... down by just a couple of blocks from the Delaware River waterfront, and you go to there's the Sheridan Society Hill is the major hotel property there. Great crab cakes, better than in Baltimore, but the it's around 10 square blocks and it heads through the Independence Park area, but you head down to South Street, and there, especially in the summer and the fall, great place to walk around because restaurants, bars, there's like 75, 80 restaurants and bars within seven
blocks. And you can legally sit outside? Like some cities, you can't do that.
Yeah,
you can
there are terraces. Okay.
That's fun. That changes feeling
in that area
vacation.
Of town. Certain parts of town, they're very restrictive on it.
You do have to avoid the Society Hill dungeon, mind you.
Yeah.
And what's that?
That's a historical site over in Society Hill.
And it's sort of overpriced, and when you go
there... See, that's the kind of stuff people like to hear.
Yeah.
So what is it? So this is listed everywhere that you should go, but really you're saying maybe don't?
Yeah, it's in the...
It's kind of expensive to go, if you ask me.
Guidebooks and some of the... some of the directories list, go to the Society Hill Dungeon. You'll see that sometimes on the internet, certain pages of people recommending their different places to go. And we went and don't, because, I mean, there are places that are better.
A dungeon is a dungeon. I mean, you know, you've seen one
you've
dungeon.
Seen one, you've seen them all. I mean, the London Dungeon of the Tower was much better. I mean, this was just sort of a...
Okay, that's a good point. So remember, go to Philadelphia, go to Zanzibar Blue to eat and have a drink. Don't go to the Hill Society Dungeon.
Right. One place two restaurants, especially in Philadelphia, that stand out, one in particular, because it combines, captures the feel of the city, the history of it, is the City Tavern. Now, this is on South 2nd Street and Walnut Street. It's a three-story building. It was built in 1773, just before the American Revolution, and it was designed to create the atmosphere of a London tavern. And this spot is not only a tavern, obviously, it's kind of like the Grumpy's of Philadelphia, you know what I mean?
Of the era, yes.
Of the era, of course, exactly. And you know, even today, this was a hangout for George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams.
Like, so you can actually say George Washington sat here.
And he ate here.
He dined there.
As a matter of fact, when we were there, they served.
Drooled
it here. It is completely restored in period. I mean, the waiters are all in costume. You hear harpsichord strains playing in the background.
What is this place called?
It's called the City Tavern. in Philadelphia, right in the downtown area. You can't miss it. City Tavern. And it's an accurate reconstruction of this, of Revolutionary America's Tavern. I mean, it has about 10 refurbished dining rooms. Well, they've restored it a little bit from, you know, 1773.
It was an old building.
Oh, so it's the same building. It's in the same
building.
Location.
Oh, it's the exact same. For years and years, it was nothing there, and they used it as a storehouse.
Oh, good.
And you can get actual dishes that they were serving at that time.
Oh,
you
they're
know.
Lousy. Don't do that.
No. They're freshly made.
No, they haven't frozen them like for 200 years and are reserving them. They are, you know, New England lobster pot.
I just happen to have a menu here with me.
Just happens to have.
As a matter of fact, yeah, here's something, you know, for example, West Indies pepper pot soup, and it's an original colonial recipe. So they've managed to keep things, tavern lobster pie, what else? Braised quail, rack of lamb, stuffed shrimp. Yeah, and it's all that it's
all
they serve.
Let me see the prices here. He's got a menu here.
They're reasonable enough. Yeah. But they're.
Do you think they deliver?
The thing is, yeah, by stagecoach. No, just a joke, of course. No, it's a historically restored place. It's fascinating. I mean,
it must be beautiful. I think tavern is probably a bit misleading. I mean, they're not tavern prices.
No.
But I'm sure they have specials. But you can
get lunch roast, is the, if
roast
you want
beef
to,
for 20
If you
bucks.
Want to go and enjoy the just the ambiance, go during lunchtime because they have a very reasonably priced lunch menu.
And good beer, I bet.
Yeah, good beer.
As a matter of fact, I had a beer there that was made from a recipe that was found in George Washington's study. So
how about that?
The beer was fresh, and Martha Washington's chocolate cake as well. They'll serve you that. I mean, the recipe, they kept the food as period as possible.
And of course, you know, we're heading down to Philadelphia. We were mentioning earlier that it's a drive destination, but a lot of people don't have a car, and they're looking to get away for that weekend of discovery. And that's why Enterprise Rent-A-Car is probably their best choice to access that excitement.
One of the problems with renting a car, of course, is either if you don't have one or if you have one and you want to take a rent-a-car, is you got to phone up a friend and say, can you drive me there? And you go through all that hassle.
No problem with Enterprise. They have 18 locations in the Montreal area, and you just give them a call at 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, and they'll pick you up no matter where you are, your home, office, repair shop, and take you to their location. You don't have to find, you know, some far-off location in the back of an industrial park that you have to find at 3 in the morning.
Where are they?
They have them on the West Island, for example, Pierrefonds Boulevard and St. John's Road, another location on Côte de l'Iesse in Saint-Laurent, Decarie Boulevard, in Snowden District, so they're all over the island. And
because that's usually one of the things that stops me from certain ones.
Right, because they're too far away.
Yeah.
And also, pricing, $19.99 a day with 300 free kilometers for a subcompact, and of course, if you're carrying more people, you're carrying an army to visit the Society Hill Dungeon or go away from the Society Hill Dungeon, they have larger cars available, 4x4s, wagons, minivans, a vehicle in the fleet to meet your every need, or when you've got guests coming in from out of town. So give Enterprise Rent-A-Car a call, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, and they'll pick you up, because when you pick Enterprise, they'll pick you up no matter where you are for a weekend of discovery.
For those who don't know the numbers, 1-800-736-8222.
And also, we're also looking at talking this weekend. We're spending time planning our annual vacation, as we always do. But, you know, every week it just amazes me that we spend all this time planning the annual vacation, but we don't spend that time planning our retirement future. And no time in history has advanced planning for retirement been so important. Will there be a pension waiting from the government? Probably not. So that's why I've let Bill Wisnowski and his team at Diversifolio Financial Services put their years of expertise at my service to combat that information overload of investment options and to tailor a portfolio to meet my every need. And one of those ways that he helps me is by looking at diversification to reduce the risk in investing. For example, are you taking full advantage of the provision that allows you a foreign exposure up to 20% in your RRSP as the total inflation fighter? The Templeton International Balance Fund brings the world to you by investing in 28 countries, excluding Canada and the U.S. Templeton people are always looking for opportunities to expand the scope of their investments, further diversify portfolio holdings into other markets as value presents itself, because, you know, they believe that when market sentiment is at its most pessimistic, that is often the best time to buy. So call my buddy, Bill Wisnowski, at Diversifolio Financial Services today, 731-5592, for a free financial planning consultation and to learn more about the Templeton International Balanced Fund.
We're going to take a short break here on AM 600. You're listening to Travel World. We're here until 1 o'clock. You can call during the break, 790-0600. Stay listening.
Marche Plus Liquidation, the leaders in mass merchandising, are having a colossal spring blowout sale. $5 million worth of patio furniture and accessories must go. Drop by 1881 Curie LaBelle in Laval and check out their incredible selection of lawn chairs, tables, umbrellas, lounges, and much more. They must blow everything out. So they have guaranteed the lowest prices on a huge selection of patio furniture and accessories. The big blowout sale takes place at one great location, 1881 Curie LaBelle in Laval. Marche Plus, the lowest prices guaranteed.
If soccer's your sport, get in gear at Calcio Uno. Calcio Uno is your number one choice for great service and soccer satisfaction. They're the soccer experts. Calcio Uno carry everything you need to play the game. A complete line of soccer shoes, clothing and accessories, equipment. If you need it for the field, find it at Calcio Uno. Their clothing is hip enough to wear on the town too. Calcio Uno, your number one soccer store. 6816 St. Lawrence at Dante in the heart of Little Italy. 270-4424. That's 270-4424.
You don't have to be Italian to love Italian food, but if you really want the best Italian food, you must visit Restaurant Digestivo. They serve home-style Italian dishes like Mama used to make. Restaurant Digestivo is an Italian classic. The warm and cozy atmosphere is perfect for dinner for two or a party of ten, with live music Friday and Saturday nights and an outdoor terrace opening soon. Restaurant Digestivo will soon become your favorite Italian restaurant. Head for Restaurant Digestivo, 5626 Monkland. Call 484-9402.
CIQC.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time, en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
You're listening to Travel World here on AM 600. Janice Kirshner with Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus, Peter Sauvé, talking about Philadelphia, and we'll be talking a little bit later on about Hong Kong tourism, but still talking about Philadelphia, and our lines are open, 790-0600 or *600 if you are a Bell Mobility subscriber.
One of the things we haven't talked about too much about Philadelphia is the museums. Are the museums that you find in the city of Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Museum of Art, of course, third largest in the United States, popularized. Those were the steps that Rocky ran up. A lot of people very interested. They want to know, where's
right.
the Liberty Bell and where are the
that.
Steps?
We mentioned that before, but those stairs that Rocky, you know, and he goes to the top and he brings his arms up. That's Philadelphia.
Well, they shot 4 out of 5 Rocky movies in Philadelphia. So, but that museum is a fascinating museum, of course, third largest in the country. Finest American paintings, furniture, European masterpieces, so many things as well. Another spot, excuse me, another museum in Philadelphia is the Afro-American Historical and Cultural Museum, which just celebrated its 20th anniversary last year. And it chronicles so much of the black history in the United States and, of course, in Philadelphia.
And it's if people are looking for information on Philadelphia, they can call the Philadelphia Convention and Visitors Bureau. Their 800 number is 1-800-CALL-PHL. And you can check out information on the internet at their website, www.libertynet.org/philla-visitor. So that's probably easier just to call the 800 number in that instance to get the information. 1-800-CALL-PHL, and it's, you know, it's not one of those easy website names to remember.
No, I like, you know, Philadelphia at, you know.
Right, if they just had like www. PhillaCVB or something, it would be easy
like
to
that.
Find. But 1-800-CALL-PHL, and they can give you all the information about the festivals, events that are happening this summer and through the fall, and special events that are going on. Special things for seniors, for example, seniors can get reduced admission prices to museums. They can travel for free on public transit during off-peak hours with a senior's card through the downtown core. So, you know, it's a senior city if they like to walk, as well as I mentioned. Mm. And one last restaurant sort of to mention, we talked about Philly Steaks and that, but Also, Philadelphia is known for its original turkey sandwiches, and Bassett's original turkey with their fresh roast turkey sandwiches make a nice break from having a Philly cheesesteak. If you've had your fill of Philly cheesesteaks, have a Bassett's original turkey, and that will go down well.
If I can mention
Isabel Bassett.
No, that's one thing that Baton does not own.
There's one more restaurant, of course, in Philadelphia that is very unique. It's the White Dog Cafe, right near the University of Pennsylvania. It has 100 employees, room for about 170 customers, so you can imagine there's a lot of service is very good there. It's
cafe
very much
just sounds so intimate, you know.
Yeah, well, it's a Victorian townhouse with antiques and
three Victorian brownstones. It's home to Philadelphia's free spirits, and the woman who runs the place is Judy Wicks. As a matter of fact, she's involved in social activism, and her restaurant, the White Dog Cafe, features special breakfasts and dinners with many high-profile speakers. They get civil rights lawyers, psychologists, etc.
They have a speakers program, and you know, you have the White Dog restaurant, and then of course the Black Cat gift shop next door. But their sales are like $3 or $4 million, so it is a profitable
little gift shop. Small little gift shop.
And they admit, of course, that many of the gifts and things they sell are very politically correct and environmentally friendly.
So.
But it's a very interesting place. They have an annual Bastille Day street party as well.
One of those interesting places. But before I headed off on my trip to Philadelphia, I made sure to head off to Jet Setter, because Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel is all in one location, from money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, maps, even converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. And what's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, travel packs, from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Eagle Creek, Lusport Sack, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058. Now, we're on Travel World today. Philadelphia is one destination we're talking about, and Hong Kong is the next. A lot of things happening in Hong Kong. Aliana Ho, the Canadian director of the Hong Kong Tourist Association, is on the line with us now.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, very good. We're running a couple of minutes late, I think, but not too far. I mean, travel is about lateness sometimes, so we're running.
I thought we were right on time.
Well,
actually,
we're right 3 minutes late, so we're better than we're running on Eastern time here. How are you doing, Aliana?
I'm fine. We are getting ready for the biggest celebration in history in Hong Kong.
Right, they have a whole program, 1997 and beyond, what the future holds. So why don't you let us in on...
Yeah, when does that start?
Okay, before it starts, actually, I just want to describe a few things that is happening in Hong Kong this few weeks. First of all, next week is our International Dragon Boat Race in Hong Kong, and Montreal will be having the Dragon Boat Race at the end of July. So, and there will be two Canadian teams competing in Hong Kong next week, so we have to cheer for them and wish them the best of luck. And actually, on July 1st, the sovereignty of Hong Kong will revert to China, and under a unique arrangement referred to as One Country, Two Systems, Hong Kong will become a special administrative region of China, enjoying a high degree of autonomy.
Right. No, that's something that is certainly in the news. And I mean, we hear that really you can't get air seats, you can't get hotel seats, and that may be true for that exact day, but after the big event, there is availability, and you have a whole program, 100 Days of Wonder, that is really the ideal time for visitors to head off to Hong Kong.
Yes, after all the pompous ceremony, then we'll start. The 100-day party is well underway. We have the 100 Days of Promotion, which we call the 100 Days of Wonders. And continuing through to October 8, Hong Kong will be celebrating almost every day, 24 hours a day.
So if anyone's ever thought about going to Hong Kong, now is the time to do it. Or
exactly.
Then is the time to do it.
Exactly. We will offer visitors and residents a wide range of special events, activities, and celebrations, including programs focused on food, films, fashion, history, and music. And actually, for this occasion, we being 1997, being the Heritage Year, we have a specially designed 1997 historic Hong Kong tour, which will take participants from such locations as Possession Street, where the British fleet first landed, Boundary Street in Kowloon, the origin of New Territories, and to the site of this year's historic handover ceremony.
And how do people find out about this?
They can call us at the in the Toronto office. The number here is 416-366-2389. And just to tell you a little bit of what to expect during those 100 days, we have food and fun, you know, for purely dedicated for food and fun lovers, exclusive theme parties such as Gourmet Fiesta, Food Expo, and weekend parties. For the film lovers, there is a Jackie Chan movie spectacular for the whole month of September.
Yeah, all of September, from September 6th to 27th.
Jackie.
A lot of martial arts experts really watch his films that are really envious.
I mean, I'm thinking, what more can there...
We have to let our sensei, Ron Philpott, know about this.
Right, I know.
What more would you want? You know, food and fun and film. I'm
also,
thinking, okay, yeah.
And also for the fashion conscious. Of course, Montreal is such a fashionable town. Hong Kong's top designers will showcase their latest works in what we call high tea, high fashion.
But I have a question, though. I mean, it seems to me Hong Kong is such an expensive place to go. You know, I would think of going any place in North America, but what can you say about that?
We have a special offer during this 100 days of promotion. In fact, there is a tour in the marketplace that ex-Toronto is $1,997. That is including round-trip airfare, four-night hotel rooms, special... this historic special 1997 tour, a special Hong Kong Island tour, daily breakfast, and all the goodies. And mind you, during this 100 days, we have a special one-in-a-million lucky draw where the first prize is 100 air tickets from Cathay Pacific Airways for one lucky winner.
Ooh, wow. Ooh, 100.
And then listen to this. The second prize is $30,000 in shopping money for one winner, duty-free shopper.
We're going to go shopping and we're going to party all night.
How long is this tour?
This 1997 tour is for five days in Hong Kong. Okay. It's a 7 days tour.
Including the time you spend on the aircraft to get there.
And then what is the island tour? How long?
The island tour is a half-day island tour, which takes you to all the scenic spots that Canadians love to visit, like the Victoria Peak, so that you can have a glimpse of the panoramic harbor view. Depending on day or night, every minute is different, mind you, that view. And then, of course, the Stanley Market, which is Canadians' favorite shopping spot, and the scenic part like Stanley Repulse Bay, etc., etc.
Right, really gets you out to see all the sights, not just write down people saying just stay in Central or just stay in Kowloon,
no.
But you really have to get out to see the new territories,
right.
Get out to the islands like Lantau and that, out to get a real feel that Hong Kong is more than just a few streets of high-rise buildings. You're looking at, you know, islands and outdoor attractions, a lot of parklands.
Rolling hills.
We've got to take a short break. Can you stay on the line?
Sure, I will.
Thank you. We'll be right back talking about Hong Kong tourism.
Here on Travel World. Now, you know, Willem has a few things to... He was talking to me before.
Well, one of the things that's a problem for me whenever I travel is what to do with my dog. I mean...
Yeah, Robbie is a great dog, and I know you're going to miss him when you head off on some assignments here for Travel World, and that means that vacation time or being away on business means a heart-rending decision, what to do with your pet. And that's why we're pleased here on Travel World to let our listeners know about Auberge VIP, because they offer a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet, and for the variety of suite sizes available for canine guests like Robbie, designed to provide privacy, while cats like PETA enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And not just luxury amenities, which set VIP Auberge for cats and dogs apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP invites you to give them a call to visit their facility. Experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today at 381-6653.
You're listening to Travel World on AM 600, and we are here until 1 o'clock. We're talking right now about Hong Kong tourism. Stay listening to AM 600.
Hello, I'm at Bruin Martineau on St. Charles in Kirkland, just south of the Trans-Canada, looking forward to meeting you. and showing you the fabulous patio sets that we have here in wonderful shades of greens and blacks and charcoals. It's the brand new collection of patio furniture at Boy Martineau, and warranty 7 years against the rust, and they will look fabulous. You're going to have dinner parties with this these sets of patio furniture on promotion this weekend. Texture green patio set, including four patio sling chairs, 42-inch round table, tempered glass top, a 7-foot tilt umbrella with handle and base, and this one is $4.99. 7 pieces, warranty 7 years against the rust. Free delivery for you within 200 kilometers, and a lounger is available, a rocking chair is available, a love seat's available, and also we have a big promotion going on. You have a chance to win your purchase. 10 patio sets to be won in all. And this, of course, is at Boy Martineau. Pay only April 98, no deposit, no interest. Boy Martineau, St. Charles and Kirkland, just south of the Trans-Canada.
Why pay more elsewhere? A huge demo sale is underway at Point Claire Chrysler Jeep. 20 fabulous demos to choose from. Get behind the wheel of a 97 Intrepid automatic four-door and lots more, only $19,997. Or a 97 Breeze four-door automatic for as low as $17,397. The 97 Voyager is clearly a winner and yours for as little as $238 a month. Get the point? Head for the Point Claire Chrysler Jeep, 335 Brunswick facing Fairview. Why pay more elsewhere?
CIQC. Welcome back to Travel World on AM 600. We are speaking to Aliana Ho from Hong Kong Tourism in Toronto.
Hi.
You're still on the line.
Yes, I'm still here.
Thank you for waiting. But it is true, there is that image of it being a very expensive place, and I wondered if there are some less expensive options.
We have ranges for, you know, everybody's budget. Of course, what we hear here is mainly expensive, being very expensive.
Yeah.
But simultaneously, we have something that is very, very budget of course, is as one of, it's like you can get a bowl of noodles for a steal, and this kind of things, you know, is the uniqueness of Hong Kong, where you can find the bargains as well as the luxury that you can afford.
But Stephen, you've got some good deals,
right,
for
I
hotels,
mean,
right?
Hotels.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a lot of customers who stay, like for example, the Ramada Inn in Kowloon, and the corporate rate there is run the equivalent of $125 US,
mm-hmm.
and this is less than you'd pay in a city like New York. So you have, if you know, or if you have the, you know, the contacts, know where to contact, you know, to get those rates, those rates are out there, and that availability is out there. But people hear simply of the 5 and 6 star hotels that are $300-$400 US a night, and that is what scares them off. They don't know that there are properties available at no more and actually less than many US or Canadian cities. And we're talking about dining in 7,000 restaurants. You can certainly find a choice at any price range and any cuisine.
Was that the Holiday Inn, Steve, that you mentioned?
The Ramada Inn, Ramada. Inn Kowloon.
But exactly, I mean, there, you know, you can travel to Hong Kong in any style you want. Like, of course, there are the $400, $500 suite, which offers you fantastic facilities, which, you know, the world's greatest cities will not be able to offer except in Hong Kong. But simultaneously, I guess if you check with your travel agents, they normally have special rates for, you know, during a certain period of time. Like this 100 Days of Wonders, hotels are giving out tremendous bonuses and rates for visitors visiting Hong Kong from July 1st to October 8th.
Yeah, I just want to remind people that again, that's July 1st to October 8th. It's 100 Days of Wonder. It's just the change of the government, and if you want more information, the Hong Kong Tourism Office in Toronto is 416-366-2389.
And simultaneously, you can tap onto our WonderNet. The address is www.hkta.org, and you will be able to visit Hong Kong on, you know, like virtual reality.
Has a new airport opened in Hong Kong, Aliana?
The new airport will be open in April 1998.
Oh.
By then, we will be able to welcome 35 million visitors a year to Hong Kong.
And you also have a number of offers talking about saving money on traveling, offers for travelers over 60 with your Silver Plus card.
Yes, we have this special offer for 60 and above visitors, and with that, they can get really good deals like free ride on the Star Ferry round trip as many times as they wish during Hong Kong visit. and a discount for museum, entrance into Ocean Park, etc., etc.
Right, so a lot of good deals, and this is sort of the time of the century to visit Hong Kong. Well, I want to thank you, Aliana Ho from Hong Kong Tourism Association.
Yes, I would like to invite all of you to enjoy the biggest celebration in Hong Kong's history.
Well, we'll be on the next one.
We'll be there.
Make sure July 1st to October the 8th.
Okay.
Coming up soon.
Yeah, coming up soon, just a couple of weeks away.
Yeah, 20 odd days.
Thank you, Aliana.
Thanks a lot.
It's a pleasure to speak with you. Have a good day.
Same to you. Thanks. Bye.
Just want to give that number again, both those numbers. We were talking about Philadelphia earlier. If you want information about that, that's an 800 number. 1-800-CLL-CALL-PHL. So CALL-PHL is the number, call PHL. And for the Toronto Office of Hong Kong Tourism, 416-366-2389.
And next week on Travel World, we'll be talking to Willem Backus once again about some travel he's been doing over the past couple of months, Plymouth County, Massachusetts. We'll also be talking to Tom Hoyt of WNNE-TV in Vermont about some little hidden gems. So.
And here's the music. And as always, Stephen, it's been a pleasure being on Travel World. And as the music says, one of my favorite things about travel is coming home to Canada's greatest city.
We live in Toronto?
We come home.
Montreal, Peter. Go down the 401.
Yeah, we come home, and it's home to us, and we like to recount our experiences here on Travel World on AM 600 every week. You know, it's fun to go away, but it's always always great to come back. So
have a great weekend.
Next week, we have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Coming up off the news, it is the Computer Show and Travel World next week, same time. Stay listening to AM 600.